From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump gave a long campaign-style speech to a conservative convention near Washington Friday. In his nearly 50 minutes of remarks, the president attacked the media. He promised better trade deals, safer borders, and more jobs. On the third day of the Conservative Political Action Conference, Trump spent the first 10 minutes of his remarks attacking the press. He later repeated his promises to bring more jobs to the United States and to increase U.S. security.
But we're taking a firm, bold, and decisive measure. We have to turn things around. The era of empty talk is over.
Trump skipped last year's CPAC conference, preferring instead to stay on the campaign trail. In a related story, the U.S. government plans to start awarding preliminary contracts by April for construction of a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border to fulfill one of President Trump's campaign promises. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says it will accept concept papers for the wall's design beginning next week and will choose the best ones by March 20th. The agency will then ask vendors for construction cost estimates and, after reviewing their bids, begin granting contracts by mid-April. The White House came under sharp criticism Friday after a number of news organizations were blocked from a daily question-and-answer session with Press Secretary Sean Spicer. Several news groups that have been critical of President Trump, including CNN and The New York Times, were among those excluded from the briefing. The White House Correspondents Association sharply protested the move. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.